From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Iraq's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The strike came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Iraqi forces shut down access both in and out of Kirkuk on Monday as fighting with Kurdish Peshmerga forces grew worse. Popular mobilization units had moved into Kirkuk and continued to fight Kurdish Peshmerga soldiers in the contested oil city. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. He spoke to reporters Monday as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House. He said that's a very real possibility. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times off the cuff, Mr. Trump said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 agreement, which Iran reached with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. But none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed Trump's position, and the EU foreign ministers, meeting Monday in Luxembourg, dispatched their top diplomat to Washington to fight for the deal. This is VOA News.